Hey everybody, and welcome to my first podcast. My name is Sierra and I am a narcissist survivor. I was inspired to start my podcast from one of my best friends, Cassie. She also has her own podcast. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but if it comes to mind, I will definitely post that. So I wanted to start a podcast because I have been dealing with my narc for 12 years now. Our son is 12. And I feel like I've finally reached that point where I'm able to kind of deal. I don't think it ever gets easier, or it hasn't for me, but I've been able to deal. And so I just want to help people deal, you know, especially those who have to co-parent with their narc. I have a long story and I will go into that once I get a little bit more followers. But today I just want to talk about some signs that you may be dealing with a narc. So let's jump right in. If you reject a narcissist, they will seek revenge. Okay. So in psychology, this is called narcissistic injury. When a narcissist feels hurt, challenged, wrong, or made to look stupid, that is not tolerable to a person who has a grandiose sense of importance. They must get even or even have the final word. Okay? It is true that when a narcissist can no longer control you, he will try to control what others think of you. In more serious cases, a narcissist may try to use his children as pawns against you or punish you financially. Now, I can say for a fact with my narc, he would try to use our child as a pawn against me when I made him mad and when he wasn't talking to me. He didn't want anything to do with our child. I remember when we did live together, you know, to embarrass me, so to speak, he would pull our child into our arguments and just completely down talk me and talk negatively about me and completely break me down, do things that are just not human, and say things about me that's just not human, in front of our child, you know. And I'm crying and begging him, and I think my biggest regret is allowing my child to see that and feeling like I didn't have a voice and I couldn't speak up to him. My narc was also a little violent. So, you know, I was always scared of him as far as him yelling, but he has put his hands on me a couple times. So he was also violent. So I was scared of him, in a lot of ways. Okay. But that is one of the signs that you may be dealing with a narcissist, okay? A narcissist will also reject you just so he can pull you back in and then reject you yet again. Narcissists are famous for discarding you. And if you have really dealt with a narcissist, you know that feeling discarded feels like death. Being discarded feels like death. I literally felt like I was dying. Even talking about it brings tears in my eyes because I can feel all of the emotions that I had when he would discard me. It is the worst feeling in the world. And even now, he does it in other ways. Like he'll discard our son, or, you know, he would discard me, you know, by not responding to my text messages. And even though we're not together, I still get that sense of anxiety. It doesn't really feel like death anymore, but I would still get this sense of anxiety. The other issue was he would discard me and he would decide when he would speak to me again. He would talk to me on the phone, call me all types of names, hang up the phone. If he called me and I hung up the phone, it was the worst thing ever. And I was discarded and punished for 2-3 days. He would not speak to me. And anyone who's lived with a narcissist knows that being discarded and him not speaking to you or her not speaking to you for days at a time is complete and utter torture. And if you said anything, you just made it worse. Okay. So an example, of this is a narcissist ended a relationship with the woman. He told her he never wanted to hear from her again. A few days later, she received a text from him. He just wanted to say hello and hope she was doing fine. She took it as a sign that they might reunite. They agreed to meet for dinner and ended up spending the night together. The next day, he was cold and rejected her, humiliated her for even thinking he might want her back. He stopped responding to her text messages. This is an example of being discarded. Okay. Now, another sign you may be with a narcissist if you feel like you're going crazy. They want to keep you off balance. They want you to doubt yourself. They want you to doubt your perceptions and feelings. This is one reason victims remain in an abusive relationship with a narc. And I know that was one of my reasons I remained with him. I felt like I was going crazy and I felt like I needed him. I needed him. He was my whole entire world. And I didn't care what was crumbling around me as long as the relationship between him and I did not crumble. As long as the relationship between him and I did not crumble. Narcissists also use double standards and they make up rules to suit their needs all of the time. You can't easily win an argument with a narcissist because they would not admit they are wrong. And another thing with narcs is, you know, I know my narc, I used to tell him all the time, you should be an attorney. The way he could flip words, you know, I would go at him about things that were valid that I was upset about. And by the end of the conversation, he had me feeling like I was the one in the wrong. I felt horrible for even bringing it to him. And I'm begging for his apology. How backwards is that? But that's a narc. That is a narc. Narcissists also project all of their unfavorable qualities onto others. They are not controlling. You're controlling. They're not the cheater. You are the cheater. They are never selfish or demanding, but you are. They will accuse you of lying or being secretive when in fact they keep you in the dark about many things. And my narc would keep me in the dark about everything, but I had to tell him everything. And when I would come to him with proof that he's keeping me in the dark about things, he would twist things around, like I said before, and make me feel like I was the one in the wrong. Okay. Narcissists, they try to shrink your world. Narcissists are jealous and possessive. My narc did not have a good relationship with his family at all. I had a great relationship with my family. I actually was living with my family up until I was 29. He made me move out. I had never moved out of my home before, but he made me move out. That was the only way we could be together. Moved and bought my home. And wanted me away from my family. He tried to do his best to make me just ghost my family. And for a while, you know, I stopped going over there as much. I wanted to make my narc happy, you know. But nothing I did made my narc happy at all. And I think the most important piece that I learned is that it's not about me, it's about him. It's about him. And, you know, I got to a point where I didn't want to be 40 years old, still wanting my narc to love me when he doesn't love himself. I will tell my story soon, but I will tell you that, you know, my narc moved right behind me. I'm in a new relationship. He literally moved one block over with his fiance. To say that I was hurt, disgusted, irritated, embarrassed, humiliated is an understatement. And my boyfriend at the time did not understand why I cared so much. But I knew that he knew what he was doing. I can't go through my neighborhood without thinking of him because his house is, and it's a corner house, so I literally have to see it no matter which direction I go in the neighborhood. Yeah, that's narc behavior. And it took me a while to be, and I'm still not okay with it, you know. And I think for me, it's kind of like, even though I know you're a narc, you moved over behind me with your fiance. And let's face it, when they get another girlfriend, we just know that they're getting top-notch treatment and not being treated like us. When most of the time, 99% of the time, they're being treated exactly like us. But to move behind me and me have this vision that you're treating this lady, this woman, your fiance, like she is just everything, you're everything, and her daughters, you're everything. And to know in this house, all of the painful memories that we shared is enough to literally bring you to your knees. Thankfully, I have a boyfriend that is super, super supportive. But you have to make sure you keep a close support system, to be honest. But one of the real reasons that I did make this group or this podcast is because, and I do have a group on Instagram. So if you're interested in joining, please let me know. Is because your family members get tired of hearing about your narc that you refuse to let go of. You hate him on Monday. You love him on Tuesday. You're back with him on Friday. Your family gets frustrated. They stop answering the phones. They give you attitude. They ask you why you just can't move on. They don't understand the narc and codependent relationship. I've been seeing a therapist for 7 years now, 7, 8 years now. And like I said, I just got to the point the last 2 years where I'm doable, you know, where I'm okay. I still have moments where if he texts me, like I said, I text him back. He doesn't respond. I get anxiety. My whole world feels like it's crumbling before me and I'm having a bad day. One text from him would just simply bring me back up again. You know, because I'm constantly still feeling discarded and I don't know if that will ever go away because we haven't been together for 2 years. And I actually had to cut off contact with him cold turkey in October. I think we just recently talked because my son said that, you know, when he would go over there, he would say bad things about me. So, you know, I called him and he wouldn't answer the phone. The reason he didn't answer the phone is because I, again, was being discarded. How dare I not hear from you since October? Now you want to call me in April? I don't have any words for you. Every time I called his phone, he wouldn't answer. Now, mind you, I haven't called you since October. It's now April. So maybe something could be going on with your son, but he cares more about hurting me than his son. And that's what it boiled down to. But I literally had anxiety until he decided to answer the phone. My day was shitty. I was having a bad day. And I know it's all in my head. And it's like, why does this one person have so much control over you? But that is how it was. And it has been. And I'm, you know, I'm trying to break that pattern. But anyway, I just wanted to make this first initial recording just to give you some tips on signs of a narcissistic narcissistic abuse from your partner. I will be back sometime next week. Please enjoy. Like it if you like it. If you want to comment, you can comment as well. Thanks so much, you guys. We got this. Bye.